Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, so one of the craziest plays ever in sports was Mike Quick going 99 yards. What would it be? 2 feet. And 11 inches, right? Is that what it is? Yeah, 99 yards, 2 feet, and 11 inches. That was in 1985. But he's seen a lot, and we hope to see an Eagles victory over the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
You excited? You excited, man?
Yeah. Come on, man. It's playoff football.
I'm with you.
You got to be excited.
Listen, Mike, this 7 out of 8 years this organization's in the playoffs. I don't think that has really gotten enough, because it's not consecutive. So yeah. The 2020 thing was brutal, right? We all know that. But, I mean, to make the playoffs 7 out of 8 years, what a feather in the cap of Lurie and Howie.
Yeah, I think we're just enjoying another great era of football. You know, the Andy Reid era, I always expected some playoff time. And, you know, for me, it's extra games, meaning extra trips to the bank.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
We're in another era like that where I expect this team to get to the postseason, and it's fun. I love this time of year.
Do you feel, let's cut right to the NFC Championship game, if that's warranted. Mike, do you feel the Eagles and Lions are on a collision course similar to 2 years ago when it certainly felt like the Eagles and 49ers were on a collision course?
Yeah, I do, if you want to jump ahead. But, man, you know, that old football player in me still thinks about, you know, the Green Bay Packers and just taking it one game at a time, that whole thing. And I look at the Packers, Joe, and I think this is a really good football team.
They are.
I think they're an underrated team, and I think they like being in that position. I think that's when they play their best. I go back to them getting into the postseason last year and just completely dismantling the Dallas Cowboys in the postseason. And I just believe that they're that type of team. When they're counted out is when they play their best ball.
But, Mike, why is it that people are counting them out right now? Why haven't they looked their best lately?
I think there are a number of reasons. The quarterback, the inconsistency there, losing, you know, key players on the outside. They lost Watson last week, you know, Watson's been up and down. He missed so many games with injuries. But they're a team that can turn it on. And defensively, I think they're a little bit inconsistent on the defensive side. But when they turn it on, they're as good as anybody.
So, how worried are you about Jalen Hurts? We know that he hasn't played much lately. He's coming back. Yeah. We expect this week. Then the rust factor. How do you combat that? How worried are you that Jalen will suffer from that?
I'm probably like everybody else. I'm a little bit concerned about all the time that he's had off. But I just kind of want to look at the sunny side and believe that when he does play, he's going to be rested, he's going to be fresh, and he's going to play good ball. It's not like he doesn't know the system, he doesn't know the players around him, he doesn't know the speed of the game. He knows all of these things. So, you know, he gets a good week of practice, and hopefully he's out there today and getting in the next couple of days of practice. And if you, I don't worry so much about him, but I have a little bit of angst because of the time off.
Yep, I think that's fair. Look, Mike, very, very different circumstances from Donovan in 02 with the ankle. But I will say, to me, it was noteworthy. When Donovan came back, he didn't look the same. I mean, that loss to Tampa, you know, he wasn't moving well. And I don't think that applies to Jalen here, but
yeah, it's completely different.
Well, but a couple of people
he's limping around out there because his leg was broken.
Like I said, very different. But a couple of people have said today on the show
Jalen's completely healthy.
Hold on. A couple of people have said, will Jalen take on every hit? you know, after a concussion, and you never quite know.
Well, I hope not. I hope he's not taking on hits.
Well, but you know what I mean. Will he run it?
He doesn't have to.
But he does have to run to be his most effective. He does. He has to run to be his most effective.
To get to this point where they are, it's behind one of the best O-lines in football and on the legs of Saquon Barkley, and that's what you lead with. That's what you go into the game leading with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are other things that can make this offense even more potent. You start to get one-on-one coverage on the outside receivers, and no one's going to cover A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith one-on-one. So that's right. How you lead. You lead with this run game, and then off of that, you do all the other things. And quite honestly, that's the way Green Bay plays. They got a really good run game with Josh Jacobs, and then after they start to run the ball, it's a lot of play-action passing.
So, N'Kobe Dean's injury, how much should we be concerned about that? We know that he's supposed to be back, but I think N'Kobe Dean, in the grand scheme of things, has been underappreciated by us as fans.
I agree.
I know I think I underappreciated him for the majority of the season, and then I went back and started, you know, looking at plays and looking at the way we as a defense, it really came together. And he's a big part of that. We don't know if he's going to be out there against the Packers at full force. What do you know about his injury and his outlook?
So I don't know where he is physically, but I agree with you. He has been huge all season long and underrated, underappreciated. The linebacker play in general has been just phenomenal. N'Kobe Dean has 128 tackles on the season. Good grief. You know,
he's balling out.
And he's been all over the field. I don't think anyone expected N'Kobe, and I'm certainly not expecting Zach Bond to play the type of ball that they played this season. Both these guys have been a real staple in this defense, and I'm hoping that he's 100%. I think he will be. And
great.
You know, at this time of year, you just want the best. That's why I think last week was so important to get all these guys rested. And so there's no excuse now. You'll buckle up and go out and play your best ball.
Is it a tremendous advantage, Mike, to have the rest that the Eagles had? Obviously not every player, so it's not a true bye week. But would you call it an advantage, a tremendous advantage? How would you quantify that?
I just say it's an advantage that you are rested, you're fresh, you get a week away from it. And when you get that week away from it, you want it. You long for it. You're ready for it. You're geeked up about it.
So, Mike, yesterday Sirianni either answered truthfully or downplayed concern about Jake Elliott because he expressed no concern about Jake Elliott. But I can't imagine he doesn't have some. I mean, do you think this is a scenario where Sirianni has concerns about the kicker?
I think just you have to have some concerns. It's just human nature that – you know, Jake's not he's not having the season that he's had in the past. And the misses, when you see it, you start to get concerned, especially now that you're dealing with the elements and the weather. You know the ball is going to be harder. It's not going to travel as far. So, I think there are concerns.
Mike, what do you think happens with Doug Peterson?
Good question.
That is a great question.
Is he done, Mike?
No way. Doug is done if he chooses to be done. I think he's a sharp enough guy. I think he's connected so well in the league that even if it's the 1 year where he's an advisor to an offense or to a head coach and his offensive staff, I think if Doug chooses to be in the league next year, he has a spot somewhere.
So here's where
you think it might be somewhere that we can see him? Like, here?
Like Philadelphia?
He's not
is that crazy?
He ain't coming back here.
Is that impossible to fit him into this coaching staff?
Yeah.
Man, so many things happen in this league. You just never know. And we know that teams that have success, they're going to lose people. They're going to lose some of their coordinators, some of their position coaches. And when this thing shakes out, we're going to have a lot of surprises. So I wouldn't be completely shocked if that happens.
Mike, are you surprised Dallas didn't fire their coach? Jerry Jones has not fired Mike McCarthy. We don't know that he's definitely back, but, I mean, he hasn't said he's not. What's up?
He hasn't fired him yet, but the fact that Mike McCarthy now has an opportunity to go to Chicago or may have other opportunities. I think McCartney himself.
Didn't they deny the Bears?
Yeah, they denied it. What are they doing?
I think he should consider other options and where you actually have control of what happens in your organization.
Yeah.
The other option is you stay there and you keep making a couple million a year because, the guy's not going to fire you.
It's not all bad.
Hey, is Aaron Rodgers done, Mike?
I hope so. I'm tired of seeing him.
Me too. I agree with you 1,000,000%. And last one, as we go around the league, would you like to see Rex Ryan back with the Jets? I think it'd be fun.
No. Wait. Do I need to think about that? No.
The definitive answers. Yeah.
And I love Rex Ryan, but I've had enough.
I'll tell you what.
He's
I think it'd be a really good defensive coordinator.
Him and Aaron Rodgers.
Look, what do I really care? It's the Jets. I think it would be fun.
It would be fun. It would be entertaining, and it would give the media there a whole lot to talk about every week.
Yep.
But is that what you really want? Well, you might, but...
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, I'll say this, Mike. Nobody has ever talked more trash without a job than he has in the last couple of days. He's ripping Gruden. He's ripping the Kevin O'Connell guy. He's like, what does this guy got? He's like, all right, great. He calls plays, but not Kevin O'Connell. Who's the Ben Johnson? Ripping Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Ripping,
really?
Oh, he's ripping everybody.
I didn't realize.
He's like,
I don't think that's wise.
No, he even said, he said, I love the guy, but he's like, I'm the guy for the Jets. I'm the guy.
He's talking a big game.
He's pulling Buddy Ryan. He's pulling Buddy Ryan. Yeah, he's
well, good for
Joe,
him.
You would love that.
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
You know why, Mike?
Yes! Hammer!
That's how I roll.
Because you're the hammer.
It's dangerous talking trash on a guy like Ben Johnson, though, because he really, that dude's legit.
All right, hey, Mike, have a great call. You and Merrill, obviously, on the call. Devin on the side. How's Devin doing with the sidelines, by the way?
She's been outstanding, yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Listen, this is not her first rodeo. I actually listened to her at that Turkey Bowl game thing that you guys did. So
similar to an Eagles game, slightly different.
Hey,
very close.
Maybe it helps. You never know. All right, Mike, stay well, bud. Have a great call on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
All right, there he is, Mike. The great Mike Quick.